This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and it's a muggy day. It's going to be cloudy all day, 70% chance of showers even this morning, and then a big chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today on the low 80s, so not a lot of change. A lot of moisture in the air this morning. We've had a lot of rain over the weekend. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with a big chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then partly cloudy with the chance of scattered showers after midnight. Overnight low 68. Chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, we'll have a 40% chance of rain, probably early, and the high tomorrow in the middle 80s. We'll get a little bit better later on in the week, but really muggy this morning. Well, Jordan Montgomery pitched a four-hit shutout on Sunday, leading South Carolina past North Carolina 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals. It was the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss this year, and the Tar Heels now have a decisive game coming up tonight in the best-of-three series, with the winner going on to the College World Series. Tar Heels are now 56-10. They won Saturday's opener 6-5 on an RBI single from Sky Bolt in the ninth inning, putting them within a win of returning to Omaha, Nebraska for the sixth time in eight seasons. But they got wiped out yesterday. The number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament shut out. A short outing from the starting pitcher, and they fell behind early for the second straight day and just couldn't come back yesterday. So it was South Carolina 8, North Carolina nothing. The series is tied, one game apiece, and the deciding game coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. All the details on the game coming up on WCHL Championship Sports in just a few minutes. The state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its sixth week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the General Assembly building, along with Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade. Rally leader and NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber said clergy members from across the state will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies of the Republican-controlled North Carolina legislature.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people, and it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. Many also oppose the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protest with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce details of a voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size every week since they started in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests has grown each week as well. Last week, more than 150 people arrested, including a lot of folks from the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the North Carolina justice system will suffer now that State General Assembly has officially repealed the controversial Racial Justice Act. Kleinsmith, who's worked as an attorney in death penalty litigation, says he's especially disappointed because after the act first became law, statistical data proved that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that the kind of racial bias that was discovered in the studies that followed the passage of the bill. The bill itself allowed for an investigation into how prosecutors in North Carolina use race to determine the makeup of juries.
On Wednesday, the State House of Representatives gave final approval to repeal the act by a vote of 77-39. The act had been in place since 2009 to allow North Carolina death row convicts to make appeals based on racial biases. Kleinsmith says the decision doesn't just affect those on death row either.
That goes right actually not to discrimination against the people who are charged, but discrimination against people who are being asked to serve their state as jurors. And very disturbing evidence of a pattern of prosecutors dismissing jurors who are otherwise qualified to serve just because of their race. I think every North Carolinian who seeks to serve the state should be distressed by this.
The state has not carried out an execution since 2006 because of various legal appeals. The bill will go to the state Senate for a final vote of agreement before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Pat McCrory, who is expected to sign the repeal bill. The Senate passed an initial version of the bill back in April. UNC's gender-neutral housing program might be one step closer to ending before it ever gets started. And the university's student body president is speaking out now against a possible shutdown. When the final state legislative budget is signed into law, it might include an amendment that effectively prohibits the program. But UNC student body president Christy Lambden says it's not the Senate's place to include the topic of gender-neutral housing in budget discussions.
In my opinion, it's short-sighted on behalf of the state legislature to be considering gender non-specific housing as part of the budget, given that it's a program that only goes to protect student safety on this campus.
In November, the UNC Board of Trustees unanimously voted to begin the gender-neutral housing program on campus, effective this fall. But on May 21st, the state Senate added an amendment to its state budget proposal that would prohibit members of the opposite sex from living in the same dorm suite or apartment, which would make the program illegal by state law. The Senate approved its version of the state budget May 23rd. Several campus administrators have said that gender-neutral housing would help ensure the safety of UNC's transgender students, which Lambden says is critical to the university's success.
It's essential that we do protect student safety on this campus in order to provide the bedrock for academic success for every student here.
And Lambden says he's heard from many other students who are also disappointed by this piece of legislation, which is formally known as Senate Bill 658.
Well, I think the student population is disheartened by this as well. The engaged student population who have really been pushing this movement had great success with it at the Board of Trustees level, where it received unanimous approval. They are very disheartened by this and know that it will affect the safety of students on this campus.
The bill has even seen significant opposition at the Senate level. It initially didn't make it out of the Senate's Committee on Rules and Operation. Over the past several weeks, the Moral Monday demonstrations at the General Assembly have been designed to protest against several policies sponsored by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Lambden says numerous Carolina students have been in attendance to voice their opinions on the gender-neutral housing issue and many other hot political topics.
They are very much in line with what we're trying to achieve in student government at Chapel Hill. So I support them and what they're doing, and it is really great for the state of North Carolina that we have so many passionate people.
The North Carolina House of Representatives has released its own budget proposal. A final legislative budget is set to be announced around the end of the month. Julius Nangoro, the former UNC African Studies chairman and central figure in the UNC academic fraud scandal, held a close relationship with the student-athlete tutoring program, according to a report Saturday by the News and Observer. Writer Dan Kane says that members of the academic support staff offered Nangoro football tickets and the chance to watch a game from the sidelines. Kane says this information was obtained through newly released emails as part of a public records request filed a year ago. Kane says that none of the details within the correspondence surfaced in the university's investigations of the African and Afro-American Studies Department or the NCAA investigation that resulted in the firing of UNC head football coach Butch Davis and multiple athletic department resignations. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other university officials have said the academic support program for student-athletes did not collaborate with Nangoro or department manager Debbie Crowder to create fraudulent classes to help maintain student athlete eligibility. The university has stood by its own investigation led by former Governor Jim Martin, which concluded the fraud was not intended to benefit athletes because non-athletes were also enrolled in the classes and received the same high grades. Newly released documents show North Carolina's flagship state university spent more than $500,000 in donated funds over the past 2 years to manage public impressions about the long-running academic fraud scandal. Records show the Fleischman Hilliard PR firm receives $367,000. Political consultant and National Basketball Association official Doug Sosnick received $144,000. And Sheehan Associates of Washington, D.C. got nearly $20,000. WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now, with your morning traffic, WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Birthday Boy. Roads still moving smoothly out there. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. There definitely could be some traffic problems later in the day today as that heavy rain rolls in there. Now calling for a flash flood watch in the area. That taking effect and into until midnight tonight. The flash flood watch. Just a watch, not a warning. But, yeah, definitely we'll see some more rain today.
It could happen. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a little while here.
You betcha.
And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is going to be cloudy all day. 70% chance of showers this morning. The numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s. Rather warm this morning. It is 73 degrees right now. So much moisture in the air. It's muggy. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms. And then partly cloudy with scattered showers after midnight. Overday low 68. Chance of rain is 70% tonight. Now tomorrow, a little bit better. Partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly in the early part of the day. High tomorrow about 85. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low of 65. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Low Wednesday night about 70. Thursday, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High about 90 degrees. So are we ever going to get rid of all this rain? We'll just have to wait and see, but it doesn't look too good right now. Hopefully, we won't have any rain for the game tonight, which is scheduled for 7 o'clock, Carolina versus South Carolina in Bosch Amber Stadium.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. The Chapel Hill Town Council will likely sign off on next year's budget when the council meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget calls for a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Half of that will go to support Chapel Hill Transit. The other half will go to the town's general fund to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash over to Durham. The council will also review a plan to streamline the town's advisory boards with special attention to those committees that participate in the development review process. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now to turn to WCHL Championship Sports. As we told you earlier, not a good day for Carolina baseball yesterday. Tar Heels went to Bosch Amber Stadium yesterday, expecting to wrap it all up and go to Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series, but South Carolina had other things in mind. It was all South Carolina on the mound yesterday and at the plate as the Gamecocks leveled Carolina 8-0 in Game 2 of the Chapel Hill Super Regional in Bosch Amber Stadium. The loss snapped a 96-game streak in which the Tar Heels had not been shut out. At the end of the second inning, UNC trailed by 5, the biggest deficit Heels had overcome this season. Was 5 runs against Clemson. That happened in the ACC tournament. The Gamecocks forced a decisive game tonight in the best of 3 series, with a winner going on to the College World Series. UNC is still 56-10 on the season, quite a remarkable record. They won Saturday's opener 6-5 in an RBI single from Sky Bolt in the ninth inning, putting them one win shy of returning to Omaha for the 6th time in 8 seasons. But South Carolina left-hander Jordan Montgomery, a sophomore, pitched a complete game in his first career shutout. UNC head coach Mike Fox said Montgomery was the key to the game and was sensational from the very first pitch to the very last one. UNC starting pitcher Hobbs Johnson struggled mightily on the mound yesterday. Tar Heels went 5 deep at the bullpen. Chris McHugh and Trent Thornton were not used, likely being rested for Game 3, which comes up tonight. Gamecocks struck first in the game on a second-inning bunt from Tanner English, scoring Max Schrock from third with one out.
A glance towards first in the pitch. There is the bunt. Stubbs fields. Zolt covers over at first base, and he's not there in time. The bunt by English scores a run. He'll leg out the single at first, and the Gamecocks have runners at first and second with one out, and now a 1-0 advantage.
Hobbs Johnson allowed his third walk of the day, advancing Chase Ferguson to first. South Carolina then produced back-to-back 2 RBI hits, the second one coming with the bases loaded.
The 1-2 pulled into right field, and it's Dantzler driving in Ferguson, as well as Pancake. 5-0 South Carolina as the scoreboard clicks up a few more digits. And Johnson is having a devil of a time with the Gamecocks.
Well, at that juncture, UNC made a pitching change, switching Riley Hovis for Johnson. It was the shortest outing of the season for Johnson. In the bottom of the fourth, Hovis walked four South Carolina batters, one intentionally, giving Graham Psycho the score, increasing the lead to 6. UNC brought in right-handed pitcher Taylor Cherry with one out. He got the heels out of the inning with 3 Gamecocks left on base. Gamecocks increased the lead to 7-0 after Ferguson hit a sacrifice fly to right. In the bottom of the fifth inning, scoring English, Psycho tallied another run for South Carolina as Colin Moran made a field error, that's rare, on a Joey Pancake hit, allowing the score.
Bouncing ball off the bat of Pancake. It goes underneath Moran's glove and into shallow left field. It brings in another run, and it continues the inning. E5 on Moran, 8-0 South Carolina.
UNC made yet another pitching change, bringing in Trevor Kelly after a wild pitch from Cherry at a Gamecock batter. Grayson Grinder was struck out, looking as Kelly ended the two-run inning. Tar Heels failed to score in the top of the sixth. They were retired after a 6-4-3 double play. In the top of the ninth, the last chance for UNC, Sky Bolt and Cody Stubbs failed to make it on base. Then a pop-up from Russell ended it for the Tar Heels. Here's UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes right after the game.
Our guys will be ready. That's the least of my concerns. We'll have plenty of arms ready. Bitten will be good. And we'll have a lot of good guys behind them.
The deciding game 3 is set for 7 o'clock tonight. UNC will be the home team. That sophomore right-hander Benton Moss will take the mound for the Tar Heels. Gamecocks will start freshman left-hander Jack Wincoop. And, of course, you can hear the game right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Also streaming it live on our website, chapelboro.com. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. And Art Chansey joins us now. And Art has a very special sports notebook to talk about this game. And quite a rough Sunday for Carolina. But, you know, these guys have come from adversity before, so you never know what might happen tonight in Bosch Emmer Stadium. Art?
Right, it was a tough game for a couple of reasons. Losing is one thing, but they were completely outmanned and outclassed yesterday by a South Carolina team that may not be as good as they've been the last 3 years going to the College World Series, but South Carolina knows how to win. And now the Tar Heels, you know, they're in tough shape. They've got, you know, Benton Moss has to have a good performance. You know, they've got Munnelly and McHugh in the bullpen, but you're looking at a team that's pitching staff is pretty depleted, and some bats have gone silent. So Mike Fox has got to work his magic most of the rest of this day to try and get that team ready to play. And the other thing too, it's funny, NC State, if you stayed up late last night, they went 17 innings to qualify for the College World Series. So there's that little bit of pressure where Carolina's supposed to go to Omaha, NC State wasn't, and it's the Wolfpack who's already qualified. So it's a tough one. South Carolina, they're a scrappy team. They'll stay with you the whole time because they have that winning mentality. And they do have, you know, we have the best name in the game in Sky Bolt, but they have the second best, and the guy named Joey Pancake. And Pancake really pancaked us a couple times last year, yesterday. Every time you turn around, they went through the order so many times that every time you turn around, their guy Ferguson and Pancake were coming up to the plate, and they were hitting ropes down the left field line and the right field line, and it was not a good day for Tar Heel pitching. But you could tell early in the game that Mike Fox was already playing for yesterday because he put in Taylor Cherry, who had pitched only a total of 8 innings the entire season. So he was saving Munnelly and McHugh and some of the other guys. He was already, with that big deficit, he was already getting ready to play the Monday game. And, they have to find themselves tonight because it's a do-or-die game. A long, fantastic season really comes down to one game tonight.
Well, Art, the Tar Heels have certainly shown themselves able to come back from adversity so many times this season. Like they're living on the edge, big time. And then tonight's situation, I certainly think, would qualify for that. So maybe they're right there in their element.
Well, I hope they are. But, you know, if you look at their batting averages over the last month since the ACC tournament, they still have a lot of guys hitting 300. Their averages have slowly gone down. The pitching efficiency has gone down. Benton Moss, the last time he pitched in Keenan Stadium, he gave up that gigantic three-run home run in the 12th inning that fortunately the Tigers came back and tied the game in the last of 12th and one of the 13th. But it looks to me like it's a team that it needs to get off to a great start tonight, because it looks they don't look like they have the same confidence that they're playing with all year. I think they're wondering a little bit. So they are the home team. You know, Moss has got to shut down the Gamecocks in the first at bat and go on from there. But right now, I'm a little concerned because of not only the loss yesterday, but the manner of the loss. Only four hits, and the Tar Heels had four other base runners. There were three South Carolina errors, and then Montgomery finally walked somebody in the eighth inning. He pitched a great game, and they totally dominated. And I've never seen an excited crowd like there was yesterday from 12 o'clock to the first pitch, you know, through the first couple of innings. But that five spot that the Gamecocks put up, I think it was in the third inning,
yeah,
that really deflated the crowd. And it was very, very unlike the day before, where everybody left the stadium screaming and yelling over Sky Bolt's, walk-off. It was a very sullen crowd yesterday, both during the game and then walking out. So I think Mike Fox needs to work his magic all day today. And I am kind of glad that they moved the game from 1 to 7, because really it gives Carolina opportunity to rest during the day and then, you know, really think about it and, you know, get mentally right for the game, because yesterday was not the kind of performance that they needed.
Well, the Tar Heels might be feeling a little stung. They had gone 96 games without being shut out, and it was tough to take that one yesterday. But, again, we'll have the game for you tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on WCHL. And, Art, thank you very much for your insights.
You're welcome, Ron. Have a great day.
And we'll talk to you later. 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
Think you can pick out a diamond by looking at its characteristics on a piece of paper or a computer screen? Ask Alex Jenkin, who just got engaged. He'll tell you, no way.
There's just something about the diamond that you just have to see. You have to have it in front of you and compare it to everything else to say, that's the one.
Alex found the perfect diamond at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. That's the only place where you could see 5, 10, 20 diamonds that met his specs all at one time.
Because he had all the diamonds on hand to say, this is what this looks like. When you go from A to B, you can see the comparison exactly as he described it. I was down to two stones that were actually just about the same quality. But when you look down into them, they had just a different look, which falls outside of any range of grading.
What's the lesson? Don't make one of the most important decisions of your life with virtual diamonds. See, touch, feel real diamonds, as many as you like, at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
It wasn't him trying to sell me on this diamond versus that diamond. It's what do I think is going to be best for my fiance.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, with one of the largest selections of diamonds in America, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your conditioning unit during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It is 73 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, 70% chance for showers this morning, and numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Very muggy this morning. A lot of moisture in the air. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms possible, and even a chance of scattered showers after midnight. Low tonight, about 68 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett, tracking phone calls and internet use. Edward Snowden worked as a contract employee and knew what was going on. He told about his dealings with the National Security Agency when he spoke with The Guardian newspaper's Ewan McCaskill.
He sees this as an abuse of people's right to privacy. an abuse of the rights of Americans under the Constitution.
Snowden sat down with The Guardian in Hong Kong.
These things need to be determined by the public, not by somebody who was simply hired by the government.
White House correspondent Major Garrett says the government wants to know more about Snowden.
Justice is investigating the leaks surrounding the surveillance programs the U.S. government has been conducting under the Obama administration.
Senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen, what's next for Edward Snowden?
He's practically begging to be extradited to the States to be prosecuted here, and that's certainly one possible scenario. He could fight the extradition, or he could go somewhere where he would become a fugitive, or he could return here to face what would be a substantial federal criminal trial.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees this morning. It is muggy. Look for a high today in the low 80s and a 70% chance of rain all day. And we have a flash flood watch, in effect. That simply means that conditions are favorable for some flooding activity. Watch out for that. It all depends on the rain and how much of it we get. But it is very muggy this morning, so be prepared when you walk outside. Well, the number one overall seed in the NCAA baseball tournament got a very short outing yesterday from a starting pitcher. Fell behind early, never could come back. Carolina lost to South Carolina yesterday, 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals at Bosemer Stadium. It was the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss all season long. First time in 96 games they have been shut out. So that series is now tied at one game apiece. The third and deciding game in the Super Regional to take place tonight, 7 o'clock in Bosemer Stadium. Carolina will be the home team, and we will have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. A lot of attention on that game. And whoever wins and goes on to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, will face North Carolina State, which is already qualified for the College World Series. The state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its sixth week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the General Assembly, along with Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell, also arrested. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber said clergy members from all across North Carolina will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people, and it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. Many also oppose the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protest with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce details of a voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size each week since they began in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests has grown each week as well, last week's topping upwards of 150. And again, tonight's festivities will begin presumably in the 5 o'clock hour at the General Assembly Building in Raleigh. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the North Carolina justice system will suffer now that the state General Assembly has officially repealed the controversial Racial Justice Act. Kleinsmith, who's worked as an attorney in death penalty litigation, says he's especially disappointed because after the act first became law, statistical data proved that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that the kind of racial bias that was discovered in the studies that followed the passage of the bill. The bill itself allowed for an investigation into how prosecutors in North Carolina use race to determined in the makeup of juries.
On Wednesday, the state House of Representatives gave final approval to repeal the act by a vote of 77-39. The act had been in place since 2009 to allow North Carolina death row inmates to make appeals based on racial biases. Kleinsmith says the decision doesn't just affect those who are on death row.
That goes right, actually, not to discrimination against people who are charged, but discrimination against people who are being asked to serve their state as jurors. And very disturbing evidence of a pattern of prosecutors dismissing jurors who are otherwise qualified to serve just because of their race. I think every North Carolinian who seeks to serve the state should be distressed by this.
The state has not carried out an execution since 2006 because of various legal appeals. The bill will go to the state Senate for a final vote of agreement before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. He, of course, is expected to sign the repeal bill. The Senate passed an initial version of the bill back in April. The Chapel Hill Town Council will likely sign off on next year's budget when the council meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget calls for a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Half of that will go to support Chapel Hill Transit. The other half will go to the town's general fund to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to Durham. The council will also review a plan to streamline the town's advisory boards with special attention to those committees that participate in the development review process. The council meets tonight, 7 o'clock, in council chambers at Town Hall. Nuclear Regulatory Commission inspectors will publicly share what they discovered when they inspected early signs of corrosion and cracking inside a reactor's vessels covering at a North Carolina nuclear plant. Duke Energy Corporation began powering up the Sharon Harris plant on Friday. The discovery of a quarter-inch trouble spot led the company to shut down the plant for more than 3 weeks. That plant is located out near Jordan Lake, just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill. Duke Energy and the NRC say there was no evidence of radiation leakage. The NRC inspectors will hold their hearing on Thursday. WCHL News Time, 7:38, 22 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Joe Kapowski has today's commentary. On the way next.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep, I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes, we import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the Virtual Vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsborough's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsborough. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning. It is 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. In March last year, I was proud of our town council for passing a cell phone ban that included hands-free devices. The law passed a legal test last week when the Court of Appeals overturned a challenge by a local towing company. Last week on WCHL, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt stated that some on the council wonder whether banning hands-free is appropriate. Mark, I can understand that you believe in your heart of hearts that you are a safe driver when you use a hands-free device. However, the overwhelming evidence shows that no one is. Accident statistics and neuroscience studies clearly and consistently show that there is no gain in safety from hands-free use. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Ninch. A hands-free driver is as dangerous as a handheld driver or a drunk driver. Why is that? It is because you lose vision when you talk on a phone. This is called inattention blindness. You don't see everything in front of you when you drive until, tragically, you hit her or him or it. Why do you feel like a safe driver? Because you don't know what you don't see. You don't experience the, oh my God, I almost hit that kid, moment. Mayor Kleinschmidt, I ask you and our town council to follow the science and the safety statistics again. If there is one town council in North Carolina that should follow the science, it is you all. Please implement the complete cell phone ban. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pavich. With summer road construction in full swing here in Chapel Hill, we hit the streets to find out if you've noticed the road work.
My name is Guyana Bajians and I live in Chapel Hill. I have, and it's taken a very long time, but you're just going to have to be patient with it.
Danielle Goldberger from Raleigh.
Yeah, I have, and I'm always late to everything.
Timpson Hall, Chapel Hill. The roads are not in great condition. I don't know, I know that they need to get the roads better, but they're not doing a good job of doing it.
Jeep, Seaton, Carborough. Way crowded.
Pat Muir, Chapel Hill. It's too bad that the freeway had to be redone, but it has to be done.
Robin Borhanian, Orange County. Oh, it's very irritating, and I wish they would get it over with and finish it up.
Has the construction on the roads here affected your daily life?
Jeff Baldwin, live in Chapel Hill. It's taking way too long. My son's in school there. They're telling the students that it'll be done by the time they graduate, and he's in 10th grade. So they're telling him it's another 2 years.
Wojtek Grażyk, I live right here in Timberlane. I think it's much needed because there's schools here and businesses, so it's, you know, and it also looks more beautiful once they're done. Also, it takes them a long time, as usual.
New Copart, Chapel Hill. Well, they've been, like, fixing the roads forever, and it's kind of hard because, well, the roads are, like, getting fixed up so many times, like, it's never done. It's been going on forever, and it's kind of annoying, the construction and everything.
Stephen Rice. I live here in Chapel Hill. I think they're better.
My name is Yaron Devia, and I live in Chapel Hill. They're throwing business off.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Bredman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
Thank God in my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Good morning. It's 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Let's check in with Rand Northam, who has the very latest in what's happening at chapelbro.com.
Well, before we do that, I know I've mentioned it before, but there's new people listening now.
Really?
And they need to know.
New people?
It's your birthday.
Oh, well, okay. New people
new
listening?
New people
yet?
Listening from,
oh, yeah, from last
6:45.
Hour. Yeah, I got
I'm
you.
Sure. And from 7:15 and... I imagine it'll come up in the 8 o'clock hour for you too, Ron. So, happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't feel any older than I did yesterday at this time, although I do feel old.
Well, you
but
look
that's
it.
Okay.
You look it, let me tell you.
Physically, but not mentally.
I'm just kidding. You look like a young spring chicken.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't want to look like a spring chicken. Thank you very much. You know what they always say? Now, I drag this out all the time. Growing old is mandatory. Growing up, optional.
Well,
I subscribe to that.
If there's anyone to define that any better, then I don't know them.
That's right. Still a great deal of immaturity here.
There we go.
All right.
Well, chapelboro.com, Jeff Danner has a new column up in Common Science, part two in his series of hurricanes. This week he talks about the true force of hurricanes that often gets overshadowed by the wind, the storm surge, or just the moisture in general. And we got a good dose of that last week as far as moisture is concerned. Didn't see that wind. Didn't feel the wind. But sure got a lot of the moisture, the rain.
And we got more of it today, too.
More of it coming today. And that was just the first week of hurricane season that tropical storm Andrea hit. So a big year coming up this summer. Also in food and dining in the lifestyle section, we'll be covering Porkapalooza at Foster's Market this week. It's on June 13th. Which is an event that is exactly what it sounds like. That will be covered by Kim Alexander, also known as Triangle Localista. She's one of our new writers.
Porkapalooza.
Porkapalooza.
I love it.
Yeah. I think they're serving steak.
I think that's what's going on. You go there thinking that.
Yeah. I'm looking for some beef when I show up. So, again, that's in our food and dining section in Lifestyle. And don't forget to vote on the shortlist. Still one more day to submit your shortlist submission and then vote for that. Also, all of our high school graduation photos are up. What a great weekend it was. We were out there covering that. Some really good speeches by the valedictorians. I'm not used to having, 80 valedictorians, but there were 19 at East Chapel Hill, 3 at Carrboro, and I think there were 12 at Chapel Hill.
Wow.
So Chapel Hill Carrboro School District does it a little differently, not the highest GPA, but if you get all A's, then you're a valedictorian. So congratulations to all those and all of the graduates here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro District, as well as the Orange High School school district as well.
Got so many smart kids in this community.
No kidding.
I mean, seriously.
That's true.
And
that's true.
A lot of them are under a lot of pressure, too, from not just their parents, their family, but, you know, in this university community where people pride themselves on being smart and being highly educated, you know, it's tough. So,
that's right.
At any rate, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All that available on chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Well, why don't we go right into a look at morning traffic on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, only 79 cents. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northup.
Well, it looks like people are still paying attention on the roadways out there this morning. Not too many problems to let you know about. No accidents, just a delay or two. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, and 15501 northbound between NC-86 and Manning Drive. If you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring, you've been thinking about it for a long time, it's time to make a move. Or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for many, many years. Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Well, it is muggy this morning, 73 degrees right now. Cloudy, 70% chance of showers this morning, and then numerous showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s, tonight cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms, and low in the upper 60s, 70% chance of rain still tonight. Then tomorrow a little better, partly sunny, 40% chance of rain in the early part of the day, and the high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies with the lows in the middle 60s. 7:50, WCHL, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. This is Rod Stutz. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Wayne Pond. How are you this morning, sir?
Say hello to Ron Stutz's birthday. Hey, let me repeat what Rand just said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you going to repeat it, or you already repeated it?
Happy birthday, oh boy. I can remember when Ron Stutz played with records, ones and zeros and all that digital stuff. Ron, boy, how you feeling for such an old man?
I'm feeling okay, and I'm feeling better now that I've heard from you, because it's always comforting to talk with someone who's even older than I am, no matter how many birthdays I have.
Older is not wiser, right? Yeah, older is definitely not wiser.
And also very immature as well.
Yeah, well, I'll leave that to others to decide.
Yeah. Well, you got a good word for us today?
I do, brother. Here it is. The word of the day is cathexis. Cathexis begins with a C as in cat. C-A-T-H-E-X-I-S. C-A-T-H-E-X-I-S. Cathexis. I believe this word derives from Freudian psychology. I'm not altogether certain about that, but that's my memory. It's all about psychological states. It is a noun. Cathexis comes down to the investment of mental or emotional energy in a person, an object, or an idea. For example, the first time Ron fell in love, the first time Ron got a job as a disc jockey, he had a moment of cathexis, I suppose. And if that isn't really the definition, to heck with it. It's still your birthday.
You know, I have to give you credit for this one, Wayne, because I've never heard of that word before. That's a new one for me.
Well, say hello to the wide, happy world of Freudian psychology.
Exactly.
We will not go down that road. All right, one more time, real quick. C-A-T-H-E-X-I-S, cathexis, investment of mental or emotional energy in a person, object, or idea. Well, it's your birthday, so, Ron, there are lots of people surrounding you who dread this moment of birthday cathexis.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, whatever you say. All right. Hey, listen, happy birthday, bud. I'll see you soon. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. And if you can do that and spell it and define it and do all that before anyone else, then you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 7:53, 7 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Welcome into the studio now, Lauren Stafford.
Good morning, birthday boy, Ron Stutz.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I know that you are here to deliver the clean joke of the day.
I am. I wanted to find a really funny clean joke about getting older, but, you know, I think you've had enough old jokes for one day to last you a lifetime, so.
Oh, it's only just begun.
It's only just begun, that's right. The day is young.
Exactly right. So you're going to go easy on me.
I am. And actually, we have a joke from Thomas Allen.
Oh, well, no telling what this is going to be.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So I just got off the phone with a friend who lives in northern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He said that since early this morning, the snow has been nearly waist high and is still falling. So, wow, you know, crazy weather.
Wow, yeah.
The temperature is dropping way below zero, and the north wind is increasing to near gale forces.
Wow.
Apparently, his wife has done nothing but just look through the kitchen window and stare.
Mm-hmm.
He says that if it gets much worse, he may have to let her in. I did not see that one coming myself. When I
yeah, really. Hey, Thomas Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thomas Allen, thank
he's
you,
responsible
Thomas.
For that. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
You're very welcome. Have a great one.
7:54, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stacy Yusko is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's director of the Chapel Hill Carboro Meals on Wheels program. Who does the organization serve?
There's no consistent Meals on Wheels participant. Everybody is different. But what we do basically is provide a meal for anyone in the area who is homebound. So that means they can be elderly or disabled or have a health issue that prevents them from making their own meals. So it's got nothing to do with whether you don't have money or whether you have a lot of money. It has to do with whether you have a need in staying independent in your own home.
The number of deliveries has increased dramatically in the last few years.
I think it's been a lagging effect of the economy. Mm-hmm. I think people who didn't think they were going to have to rely on social services actually do because their retirement savings have shrunk. But most of it is just the aging population and more people moving into the area that need services.
Getting meals to those people is important, but it's not just the food. The social interaction is important as well. And sometimes it's downright critical.
We have a lot of people that are isolated. Their families live far away. Their spouse has died. They're on their own. We got a call the other day. One of our volunteers had stopped to deliver a meal, and the gentleman we deliver to is Spanish-speaking, and our volunteer, unfortunately, doesn't speak very much Spanish. Neither do I. And he said, he's not getting out of bed. He's obviously in pain. What do I do? So we called 911. We were not able to get him to answer the phone. I met them at the apartment. None of the EMTs spoke Spanish either. But the upshot is he had stopped taking his medication, and because of that, was having a recurrence of gout. We were able to get him to the hospital. There he was recognized by somebody in the medical field. They figured out what was going on, you know, got him fixed up, brought him back, and now we're delivering to him again. But he does not have family, does not know anyone. We don't know when someone would have found him.
If you can speak Spanish, they could really use you. And even if you don't, Stacy Yesko says there are ways you can help.
Wherever we go, we always say we're looking for three things. First of all, we're looking for referrals. Call us if you've got a neighbor that needs help. The second thing is we're always looking for money. Go to our website, www.chcmow.org. There's a donate now button, and we're always looking for volunteers. And again, at the website, you can find information about that. Those are the best ways. Just go take a look at our website, and it kind of leads you to us. We do a great job of collaborating with other area agencies. What we're trying to do is knit together kind of a community care for a lot of different people.
She and other hardworking folks, many of whom are volunteers, help so many people right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community through Meals on Wheels. That's why Stacy Yesko is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available now for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. The Chapel Hill Brew Pub now offers 12 different fresh, handcrafted Carolina breweries on tap, all brewed on site. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season, where you can shop today for all of Dad's favorites just in time for Father's Day. Southern Season's legendary barbecue, beer, and baskets are what he really wants. The University Mall in Chapel Hill are online at southernseason.com. 73 degrees, muggy this morning, cloudy all day, 70% chance of showers in the morning, and then a big chance of rain in the afternoon, too. High today in the low 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social...